Welcome to the Open Line. To take part in the show, call toll-free 1-800-265-3757 or local calls 376-7777.
Good morning and welcome to the Open Line on 560 CFOS. It is a Friday heading into a gorgeous weekend, and if you're out walking, why don't you walk down around the harbor and just imagine what it'd be like full of boats, specifically tugboats. Well, that's because in the summer it is going to be full of tugboats because Owen Sound Dr. Steve Briggs is organizing something called Tugfest, and it's going to celebrate Russell Brothers tugboats, and Steve Briggs joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the Open Line.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. You're an eye doctor. You look after people's eyes, but I'm sure when all those tugs are in the harbor this July, it's going to be a sight for sore eyes, won't it?
Yeah, I think so. We're trying to get as many Russell Brothers Owen Sound built boats as possible into the harbor.
Now, how many tugboats do you anticipate will be here? The event is going to take place the 28th and 29th of July, and how many boats are you hoping to get?
Well, if we get to 15 to 20, I think that'll be great, and there's potential to get even more, but we've only got so much room in the harbor.
Now, tell people exactly what Tugfest is all about.
Well, I guess for the last couple of years, I've been researching the Russell Brothers company and the shipbuilding arm of that, and I guess really what Tugfest is all about is exposing the local people to the heritage. You know, Russell's was a kind of a linchpin of the local economy for decades. And it'd be nice to show it off a little bit and, just to let people know that it was here.
How big was the Russell Brothers operation? I'm sure that the people who've lived in Owen Sound all their lives certainly know about it, but anybody who's relatively new to the area, how important was that to the economy of this area?
Well, it really was an international company, and they did many things other than just build boats, but, that's what I've been concentrating on. They shipped boats over to Vietnam and to Africa as well, so not to mention all across Canada.
How many boats were launched at Russell Brothers?
They made about 1,300 all told. Nobody's really sure of the exact number. But they made boats of all sorts of different descriptions, not just tugboats, but the largest were up to 150 feet long Coast Guard vessels.
So we were, were we on the same foot as Collingwood as far as shipbuilding was concerned with Russell Brothers or different types of vessels?
Well, no, Collingwood made the really big ones, the lake freighters and whatnot, 600, 700, 800 feet long. But Russell's was a small shipyard, but it really had a reputation for quality and longevity. There's a hardcore coterie of Russell fanatics out there even today.
I was going to say, what makes the Russell Brothers tug so attractive and such a collector's item these days?
Well, one of the main things is just simplicity. I guess Russell's was also the Cummins engine distributor for all of Canada. And, the engines were simple enough that they could be fixed in the field. And, the boats would last forever, basically.
How many Russell Brother tugs, if you go around Georgian Bay, how many would you find in various ports and harbors around Georgian Bay?
Oh, they're all over the place, really. Even today, 40, 50, 60 years later, these boats are still going. I guess they were used quite a lot in the logging trade as well, and so all over Quebec and Ontario, around Temiscaming and the Baskatong Reservoir and Trois-Rivières, the Russell boats were everywhere in the logging trade.
I guess the most famous Russell Brother boat is the one outside the Marine Rail Museum, right?
Yeah, there's an interesting tie-in to your big coin story there. I guess Owen Sound is soon going to have the biggest picture of a dollar bill. And the Ancaster that sits outside the Marine Rail Museum was actually featured on the back of the dollar bill.
That was one of the two tugboats plying the Ottawa River at the base of the Parliament buildings on the dollar bill, and one of them was the Ancaster.
That's right, yep. And the other one was the Missinaibie. That's ended up in the Museum of Civilization in Hull, Quebec.
Of course, we don't see any dollar bills around now, except in collections, unfortunately.
That's about it.
Now, tell us some of the events that are going to happen on the weekend of July 28th and 29th, when all the tugs do converge on our harbor.
We're going to have several things going on. We're going to have a tugboat race, believe it or not. So these things don't go very fast, but they make a lot of waves. So it's going to be fun. I guess we'll have different heats depending on what the entrants are. And, depending on the length of the boats and whatnot, too. But that'll be on the Saturday afternoon. Then we're going to have a banquet. It'll be open to the public, and we'll have a few speakers and whatnot. And I guess later on that night, a light parade. We're going to dress the boats up in Christmas lights and have them steam around the Inner Harbor. The other nice thing with that one is the yacht club is coming in on that, so we're going to have sailboats as well. So we're probably going to have 50 or 60 boats going around for the light parade.
That is going to be fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be quite a spectacle.
Now, are people be able, I know obviously the tugboat owners are very, very proud of their vessels. Are people going to get a close-up look at these vessels when they're docked in the harbor?
Oh, of course, yeah. They'll all be lined up outside the Marine and Rail Museum along the inner harbor walls. And I guess we're going to also have Coast Guard vessels that the public can tour.
What Coast Guard vessels are going to be here?
It's a ship called the Cove Isle. It's a 65-footer general-purpose ship, but they're going to bring that in. And we're hoping to get the search and rescue vessel from Meaford as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll be really good. Now, there's one ship, the Ville Marie. Tell us a bit about that, because that's one of the biggies that was made at Russell Brothers, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, in fact, the second biggest ship they built, and that's based out of Honey Harbor. So it's owned by a private family now. And I was lucky enough to spend a weekend on that boat when I went to Parry Sound's Tugfest last year. And that was quite an experience. A former Coast Guard vessel. It had a crew of about 35 or 6. And it's also going to be coming to Owen Sound for our Tugfest this year.
But as I guess it's a private vessel, we probably won't get a chance to tour that one, though, will we?
Well, I think boat tours will be solely at the discretion of the captains. So I think there's a good chance that, you know, if you ask nicely, they'll let you on.
Now, we had a caller didn't want to go on the air, but they had a question. They wanted to know if any of the Maids of the Mist that ply the waters of the Niagara River, were they manufactured by Russell Brothers?
Yeah, two of them were, 1955 and 56. And one of those is still serving in Parry Sound. It's a tour boat out there, the Chippewa.
Wow, that's amazing. So we had Russell, as you said, Russell Brother boats, they went everywhere in the world, didn't they?
Yeah, this is 60 years on. There's interesting stories about how they assembled these things, too. You know, of course, in the Niagara Gorge, it's hard to put a boat down there. So they kind of had to lower it down in sections over the edge and reassemble it at the bottom.
Wow, that must have been quite a task.
Russell did that pretty commonly, though. They did that shipping boats up to Moosonee via rail lines and assembling them on the far end for service in the Arctic, Hudson Bay Company, and all over the place, basically. That was the main mode of shipping boats out by rail, of course.
Now, why did Russell Brothers go out of business? Was it just because there was just no reason to build tugs, no market for tugs anymore?
Yeah, a lot of their business, I guess, was, as far as boats go anyway, in the logging industry. And, of course, when river drives sort of dried up, all the logs were taken out of the forest by trucks. So there was, you know, less need for the boats to raft the logs down the river to the pulp and paper mills. So there was all kinds of factors contributing to that. But, yeah, the last boat was built in 1974.
Now, of all the Russell Brothers boats that you have researched and documented, and we want to let people know that you have put together a DVD, a comprehensive DVD, containing, I guess, pictures of just about most of the boats that were constructed. What is your favorite vessel that was ever built by Russell Brothers?
Well, the Ancaster, of course. Our local star. No, those are quite interesting little boats, really. They only had about a 20 or 30 horsepower motor in them, and they weigh 12 tons, but they can pull themselves over land with the flat bottom with just that little bit using the winch. So the mechanical advantage of the pulleys would pull a huge amount of weight.
So these boats could go from river to river or across even marshy areas as well.
Yeah, I guess the idea was if you're transporting log booms and whatnot through rivers and into different lakes, that you have to get the boat into a different water area. So you'd truck it to the next lake, hook it up to a tree, and it would pull itself off the truck and into the water, and then you continue on.
What a fantastic idea. I mean, they were very, very innovative, weren't they?
They were, and, you know, in fact, the winch boat was designed in 1928, I believe, Dick Workington said. It was his father who designed it, Harry Workington.
Now, when we get back to, and you have a website, too. Just tell us a bit about your website, because it's a fascinating website. If anybody is at all interested in the marine heritage of this region, that's the place to go, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, I won't argue with that. The website is russellbrothers.com, oddly enough. So that's R-U-S-S-E-L. And you know, there's all kinds of things to look at on the webpage, videos and whatnot. So it's kind of documenting just the shipbuilding history of the company.
Now, when we get back to Tugfest on July 28th, 29th, that's going to be a massive undertaking for you, that the planning is. Is it overwhelming trying to put this thing together?
Oh, not at all. I've got a really good committee. In fact, one of the guys on the committee, sort of a senior advisor, is Bob Corrigan, and he's the guy that's been putting on Perry Sound's Tugfest for the last several years. So and that's been very helpful. And people like Paul Capo, Ed Griffiths, Commodore of the Yacht Club, and Norman Airy is on the committee as well. So all these guys are helping me out fantastically.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think that's going to be one heck of a weekend this summer. It's just going to be, you know, because tugs, there's something magical about tugs, isn't there? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's something you don't see every day now.
And there's there's one in Parry Sound. We have one here. There's one in Parry Sound. I think they have one down in Detroit, don't they, on the St. Clair River as well?
That's right. There's an international tugs race down there, and there's the event in Sault Ste. Marie. So the Sioux event is early July. We're going to be July 28th, and then Labor Day is Perry Sound's event.
So there'll be tugboats. There's a regular tugboat circuit out there, so to speak, is there?
Yeah, a lot of these guys will go to several of them, yeah. There's kind of a, I guess you could say, a hardcore tug crew go around.
Steve, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate you taking time away from your patience to tell us a bit about Tugfest.
Yeah, not at all. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Steve Briggs is one of the... He is the guy organizing Tugfest, which will take place on July 28th and 29th right here in Owen Sound Harbor. It sounds like it is going to be one dynamite weekend. We'll be back. Hopefully, John Torrey will be with us in just a moment on the Open Line.
To take part in Open Line, call toll-free 1-800-265-3757. Or locally, 376-7777. The Open Line on 560 CFOS.